This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a 5-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. High school football, the district season starts for the Navarro Panthers on Friday. Navarro will be in Wimberley to take on the defending District 13-4A champion Wimberley Texans. The Texans went 2-2 in non-district, while the Panthers were 1-3. First-year Navarro head football coach Glenn Hill feels the non-district schedule has readied his team for the district season.
We've had four battle-tested games that I think are preparing us for hopefully a great district run. And, you know, these last 3 weeks specifically where we were in every single one of the games. You know, every one of them was a one-score game, or we had the lead in the second half, and we were not able to get it done. So we got to own that. That's on us as a team, as a coaching staff. And what I'm most proud of, though, is our kids' ability to keep fighting and, you know, learning all new schemes and learning all new systems. It's all new for them this year. And hats off to them for embracing it and battling. You know, I think we're at a point now to where our consistency is improving drastically every single week, and playing some really top-notch teams, that'll get you ready. So I think we're ready for the district run now.
Tomorrow night's District 13-4A opener between the Panthers and Texans kicks off at 7:30 in Wimberley. After three consecutive road trips, the Marion Bulldogs are back home Friday at Veterans Stadium. The Bulldogs host the Poteet Aggies in their final tune-up before the start of District 13-3A play next week. Marion fell in a 52-34 shootout at Lago Vista last week. Wide receiver Jaden Riley had 155 yards receiving and three touchdowns in last week's game. Riley has two 100-yard receiving games this season. Bulldog head coach Joe Call says he wants his senior wide receiver to keep improving his game.
Another great game. To go over 100 yards receiving in a football game, no matter what level, is a big feat. And Jaden has made some big plays for us and is doing some really good things, working hard in practice, and it's translating to the game. But, you know, there's still some things that he can prove on to be the complete player that he is capable of being. And so I'm always trying to get him to stay hungry and work to improve.
Riley and the rest of the Bulldogs will meet the Poteet Aggies tomorrow night at 7 at Marion High School. And it's homecoming at Seguin High School this week. The Seguin Matadors will take on Bernie Champion on Friday night in a District 13-5A game. Seguin won their district opener 38-21 on the road against Victoria East last Friday. The Chargers are coming off a 41-14 district home loss last week to defending Class 5A Division I state champion Smithson Valley. Friday night's homecoming game kicks off at 7 p.m. at Matador Stadium. You'll be able to hear the game on KWED. Tune in for high school football Friday night starting at 6:15 tomorrow evening. We'll have more with Navarro coach Glenn Hill on the Navarro Panther Report. We'll visit more with Marion coach Joe Call on the Marion Bulldog Report. And we'll talk with Seguin head football coach Craig Daly on the Seguin Matador Report. Then we'll take you to Matador Stadium for our Seguin football pregame show and homecoming kickoff between Seguin and Bernie Champion at 7 p.m. here on AM 1580 and streaming online at SeguinToday.com. There are a couple of District 13-5A games on the Thursday night schedule. Wagner hosts San Antonio MacArthur tonight. Both teams dropped their district openers last week. And New Braunfels hosts Victoria East. The Unicorns are undefeated while the Texans are looking for their first win of the season. College football, the Texas Lutheran Bulldogs are back on campus on Saturday to take on East Texas Baptist. TLU is looking to start a winning streak after a thrilling 38-35 win at Southwestern last Saturday. Levante Henry hauled in a 5-yard touchdown from former Canyon High School quarterback Reese Dietrich with 9 seconds left in the game for the winning score. The touchdown capped an 11-play, 64-yard drive that started with 3:14 left in the fourth quarter. East Texas Baptist is 3-0 this season. Kickoff between TLU and ETBU is set for 1 p.m. Saturday at Bulldog Stadium. We'll have the game on KWED, our TLU Bulldog Football pregame starts at 12:30 Saturday afternoon on AM 1580 and streaming at SeguinToday.com. TLU is off next week. The Bulldogs start Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference play on October 11th at Centenary. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.